Получились
куны. И боялся. А вот.
With your permission, Megillat Ruth chapter 2. Megillat Ruth chapter 2. After we learned last week, chapter 1, that Ruth, so-called ex-daughter-in-law of Naomi, decided to come along with her back to Eretz Israel after she lost her husband and two children and all her fortune. And when she came back, according to Medrash, she came back barefoot. She didn't have any money to buy sounds like shoes. And people came over to her and looked at her and they said, they talked to her, they talked among themselves, they said that we don't believe, that's the way she looked. So the Gemara said that she was like the first lady, and Elimelech, her husband, was the richest person in Eretz Israel, had enough money to support the whole land in the time of the famine, it was the famine. And now she lost everything, and she's coming home, Eretz Israel, empty-handed, again, barefoot. Again, sounds like the lady is very, very poor. She doesn't have a penny to herself. Not only that, she describes herself to the people that met her that she's empty. And she said, I'm in a very bad situation, but, you know, it's okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished me. I accept the punishment. I know my husband and my children died. I lost my fortune, but that's okay. And they're coming back. The Megillah again was written by Ruach HaKodesh by Shmuel HaNavi. He wrote that they did arrive back to Eretz Israel. It was right before Pesach. And this is the time that Am Yisrael is ready to harvest the barley in order to bring the sacrifice, what we call Omer. Again, you have to know the Megillah is not a history book, this is part of the Tanakh. It's a holy book. It was written so-called something like it's called Ruach HaKodesh. Not Nebuah, it's a little bit...
Barba. Two for president.
Okay. So the question is, what's important about it that they're coming? Of course we need this information for later, maybe, but Megillah does not have to write it and emphasize it, that they're coming back in the time to harvest the Omer. And this again, we have to remember that this girl, Ruth, was the daughter of Eglon, the king of Moab, and she had the opportunities after her husband died, and now her ex-mother was going back to Israel. She could have gone back to her father's house, to the king, to the palace, but she did choose to go along with her mother-in-law, and she is converting. Converting, according to Chachamim, this is one of a kind of conversion. It's 100% just for the sake of conversion, no other side reasons to convert. Not only that, she leaves everything behind her. She doesn't have a husband, and her mother-in-law is very poor, and I don't know if there's no information that she has no shoes on her, but definitely her ex-mother has no shoes on her. So really, where are you going? I mean, you're going, you're leaving everything behind, your whole future. She's not a youngster, she's 40. And the Megillah says that she was so pretty at the time, lines of people used to stand up and look at her. One of a kind in the world, not just as a Jew, as if people could not stop staring at her. At 40 years old, a beautiful lady, the daughter of the king of Moab, converted, going back to a land, to a country she doesn't know. She doesn't know if she'll even get drink out of there, because she comes from Moab, it's all confusion. Not to marry her, she's allowed to convert, but intermarry with a Jew, it's going to be very hard. Nevertheless, after this introduction, they came back to Israel, and here she is in Israel together with her ex-mother-in-law, starving. Sodom again says, Yibamishin chapter 2, sentence 1, from the Nami Modani, Isha Ish Gibor, Chai Mishpachat Elimelech, Mishmo Boaz, so the sentence starts with introducing to us Mr. Boaz. Mr. Boaz, the Gemara said, this is one of the Shoftim that we know him, seven Shoftim, his name is Ibtan, that had 60 children, and this guy Boaz is the cousin of this lady Ruth. Boaz's father and Naomi's father are brothers. They're both grandchildren of Nachshon ben Aminadab. They come from the royal family from Yehuda. And this guy Elimelech is Ish Gibor Chayil. So the Gemara says what it means is that he is big giant as far as leading Am Yisrael at the time. So-called, he is taking the place of Elimelech. This was his uncle, Elimelech was his uncle. He takes his place, not only as far as living on Israel, he is a holy, holy man. The information that we have is so holy that because he prayed so hard, the famine that did take place in chapter 1, it was the famine number 6 in the history. The first famine was the time of Adam HaRishon, the second time of Lamech, and the third of Abraham, and then Yitzchak Yaakov. And this was famine number 6. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu brought the famine on purpose, so Am Yisrael did not behave. He worshipped Avodah Zarah. This guy, Boaz, is a very powerful person. He prays to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Targum, the Midrash, calls him Boaz Chasida. He's a Chasid, doesn't have to be, Kerek Chosid. But he is a very holy man, very, very extra holy man. That the famine stopped because of him. Famine stopped because of him, as well that he is very, Baruch Hashem, very well to do in business, he has fields, and he is so-called the leader of Am Yisrael at the time. Again, he is one of the Shoftim, the one of the people that translate the Torah. Again, his name over here is Boaz, but his real name is not Boaz, his real name is Ibtan. He's one of the Shoftim. Boaz comes from Chachamim, say, from two words, Boaz. He has some kind of strength inside him. That's his name is Boaz. His real name, Boaz was his nickname in the Medrash. We don't know if anybody on the street called him Boaz. We do know people on the street called him Ibtan. Rabbi Ibtan, very wealthy, very, very successful, and a holy, holy man. So this guy is just a cousin of Naomi. So of course you expect, so you know your cousin, Naomi, she was married to your uncle, to Elimelech, and he was so-called the president, the family president at the time, very rich, number one on Forbes magazine. He's the biggest. And he lost everything, even bankrupt, you know. He was bankrupt. But bankrupt, he lost everything. Now your cousin's coming barefoot. Barefoot from Moab. She has no shoes, no food. I don't know where she dwells, where she lives. Maybe she checked into an hotel. There's no information. But again, she's back. If I would be the cousin, the first thing I would pick up the telephone and say, Naomi, hello, how are you? I heard the tragedy, your husband died, and his two children died, and he lost your fortune. And says, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? Come to my house, you know, you have anything, you hear anything? And she came, everybody saw her, walking barefoot in Bethlehem. Walking, and see them, and says, wow, barefoot, I don't believe it, look, this is, you know, the richest say in Israel, and she's barefoot. I'm sure he heard it, no phone call, no nothing, ignoring your cousin. And the way this, you know, in the Haftarah, that we read in Yom Kippur, one of the biggest mitzvot that we have is called Mitzvacha al Titalam. Rabbi Yishayahu says, forget about helping poor, but if you have a family, a person that is related to you, so he is number one on the list, he should help you. And in Shayon Navi, that's the Torah with Yom Kippur. It says, fast is fast, you want to do a fast, you want to do Ta'anit, you're more than welcome. But Ta'ot La'eb Lachmecha, to give a poor person a piece of bread, or Mitzarcha, get around, the priority is not seniority, but priority, you have to help your family. So that's, you know, that's the lady, it's the widow, you know, it's a widow, and it's a convert. The Gemara said the last people that you want to start in your lifetime, you can have a fight with anybody that you want. But three people stay away from the fight. It says the first one is a convert. Hashem loves the convert. Doesn't matter you're right or wrong, you're going to get punished. The second one is a widow. It doesn't matter if you're right or wrong. Who knows what you're going to get? I said, the third one is an orphan. I said, don't start up. And so I warned us, if you start up with them, Hashem listens to them, and whatever they're going to ask Hashem is going to happen to you. You stay away from them. I said, here's your cousin. It's a widow. Ex-daughter-in-law is good. I said, how about taking care of the convert? I said, this convert is a big mitzvah. After Metagel, you have to have a convert. How about the widow? Especially, she's your cousin. So what do you mean? You, the Megillah, Shonavi wrote introduction introducing Mr. Boaz. It says, the president of Am Yisrael, the shofet, the judge, rich person, described as a holy man that has so much power for Hashem to listen to his prayers to stop the famine. And here comes his cousin, Nomi, barefoot. There's no information. He calls there. He offers her nothing. Zero. He is the president of Israel. That's my cousin barefoot. Shalom. I have nothing to do with her. What do you mean nothing to do with her? The first thing what you got to do is take care of your cousin. Sentence. Suva yotomer ruta moavial Nomi elchana asade balaktab ha-shibulim achar ha-shalem tzachem be'enav yotomer la lechi biti. So you call this naive, innocent, 40-year lady that she just converted and she gave her life in Moab. She's accompanying her mother-in-law and they got to Eretz Israel, they got to Bethlehem and they have no food. They have no food. So this convert offers that she wants to go to the field and she's going to pick up some pieces of wheat or barley. Whatever she can find, this is the halakha. The halakha is collected, shikha or pe'ad. It is the halakha that the people, the person, that you have a field, you have to live over for the poor people. In our time, it's not valid, this halakha, because no poor people will come to the field and try to collect. But this has nothing to do with Bet HaMikdash. No, Bet HaMikdash is a special mitzvah if you have a field. So when you harvest, when you cut the wheat, if one or two pieces of wheat or barley or spelt, they fall on the floor, you may not pick it up, it has to be left for the poor people. And the poor people, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, they used to gang and stay behind and run. All of them running like here, like it's a game, but to try to pick up from the floor one piece of wheat. That's how poor they were, not only because of the famine that was, this is constantly poor people, the Gemara says, it constantly that way, it was against Mitzvah Matorah, the one or two pieces of wheat that fall on the floor, la'ani, it belongs to the poor people, don't even have to pick it up. Or the Gemara says, called Shechacha, when you start cutting and you forget one line, you can't go back, you have to leave it for the poor people. So this innocent, this lady Ruth, the daughter of a king, she offers her mother-in-law, you know, we have no food, we have no money to buy any food, we can't go to the grocery, and there's no food stamps. So what we're going to do is very simple, I'm going to become a beggar. She's going to become a beggar. She's going to go to the field now, and she's going to try to pick up from the floor, from the ground, pieces of wheat, and they're going to bring it home, they're going to grind it, and she's going to make myself a little bread. That's what we're going to eat. That would be me, I would say, Nomi, my ex-mother-in-law, hello. I know I was married to your son 10 years. And your son told me about you and about your family. You come from a royal family. I know your husband was very rich. I'm sure all the rich people still know him. Besides that, I heard that your cousin, his name is Mr. Boaz. And this guy, Mr. Boaz, is the judge. He's very rich. I said, how about me giving him a phone call? I tell him, no, this your cousin is here, she's a widow. I says, maybe he wants to send you, a package. It's for Tom Khoshaba, something, some tunafi, some chicken, something. I says, she offers to go to the field. Nobody offers to go to the field. Nobody goes to the field. Besides, it's not 100% ethical. Because then the Megillah will say, so there are too many people over there, men, bothering the ladies. He said, it's not a comfortable thing. Why don't you call up your cousins, call up your uncles. She has a very large family, this Nomi. You just make one little phone call, they all bring you food. So she has no money to buy shoes. So go get to the shoe store and say, listen, my name is Nomi, remember me? I used to be the first lady in Israel. So my husband died, I'm a widow. Can you give me a pair of shoes? She's going to the field. She's going to collect now with. But Tom Allah Lechibiti, Nomi said, good idea, excellent. Rachas Lacha, go. Rachas Lacha. Why don't you tell her, don't go, it's embarrassing. Let me call my cousin, let me call my uncle. It's very rich uncles. Let them give me something to eat. She's going to go to the field. Sentence 3, with your permission, she walks behind those people that cut the wheat, the harvesting, the wheat, happened to me that this field is owned by this charge, by this rich person, holy man, Mr. Boaz. Oh, fine. Baruch Hashem, what can be better than that? You fell inside the office of somebody that's a relative. So what do you expect? By the way, we need Boaz Lam Betlechem, Emma Kotzim Hashem Imachem, holy man, he blesses the people with Hashem's name, Bemulot Aicha Hashem, God bless you. Emma Batman Nahua, Tama Kotzim Yana Azot, says the Gemara, this boss looks at the girl, says the Gemara, what do you mean, the child looks at the girl? Says the Gemara, no. He saw that this girl is something special. First, the Gemara says the way she talks, the way she walks, and the way she behaves, it is one of a kind. So he glances at her and says, I don't believe it. Who is this girl? I don't know such a thing in my life. And he says, Vayana Nan Tokutum, Bashar Namibata. Do you know what this girl is? This is a convert. The convert that came with your cousin Naomi. Fine. Baruch Hashem, what do you expect? She ran over to her and says, what are you doing here? Isn't it embarrassing? Your cousin's ex-daughter is collecting our wheat. He says, come here, let me tell you something. Please go away from here. They go home, I'll send you a package. Instead, sentence 8, with your permission, sentence 7, you think that she's so capable of collecting, she now says there's a whole race over there between the people to collect those meat. The Yom HaTomer, the supervisor tells Mr. Boaz, listen, she thought she'll be able to collect behind those fires. But the Baba Tamar Me'azah Boker, since the morning she's here, she couldn't collect nothing. Even when you call the Mecca Shlomaz, no, forget about it. She wrote nothing. She's like, boy, see what you're supposed to do? This is a 40 years old lady, came, a convert, very poor. He said she doesn't know, she can't even collect anything. So what are you supposed to do? You give her a piece of bread, nothing. And the Baba Tamar wrote, now he gives her, a whole speech. Shamaz Biti. Please. First of all, I want you to hear what I tell you. After he'll come to the please. Don't go to any other field. The Gamla Tavurim is there. Just don't go away from here. We're hot in the killing in our Rotai. He says, please, stay along with my people, with my workers here. And I instruct you that's what you should do. Stay over here and keep staying like a beggar. Beggar. They say the Franz Josef, or the Caesar of Austria, no? Austria. They say when he became the Caesar, he said he wants to try for every job for 3 days. So 3 days he went and he stayed next to the shoemakers. 3 days, it's a true story. 3 days he stayed next to the people that make wine, 3 days in the bakery. So the last thing he did, is he went to try to get to be next to the beggars. The Mishulachim. He said, say it before, you know the story? You know it?
You told it before.
I told it before. Remember. Okay, forget about it.
I don't remember.
So buy the iPad, doesn't matter.
No,
it doesn't matter. If I say that, don't repeat it. I'm not a parrot. I don't repeat things.
Most of us,
you doesn't matter. You can buy the iPad. So this rich man, the cousin of Naomi, tells her, please, from now on, I want you to come to my field to collect. Aren't you ashamed of yourself? Aren't you ashamed of yourself? I would be embarrassed. My cousin comes to my field. I said, get away from the field. Come to my house. I'll give you something. Get out of here. Instead, the instructor, you should come daily over here, and she should collect. She should go and pick up wheat from the floor. Very nice. And that was a death sentence time with your permission. Please, you should look with your eyes in this field, the storm, whatever it is, the cart, the harvest, the last macharen. Please walk behind those people. I instructed the people not to bother you. But it's not nice. One girl over there with a lot of those poor people, Mishulachim, he says, probably you'll be embarrassed. There's nothing to worry. Nobody will bother you. Very nice. But Tamit, if you're thirsty, רק תלך כלים בשתית, מאשר שבוע לנערים, I let you go and have some water, there's no ice over there. So some hot water. You can have some hot water if you're thirsty. Of course, if you die over there, you're going to have to bury her. But he pulled out Panea, so if it would be me, I would say thank you very much, next meeting, I was running away from him. But he pulled out Panea, but she's flat on the floor, but tell me, love, I found favorite in your eyes. You know? Shame on him. See, you recognize me, I'm a stranger here, and you invite me to come to collect. Ayan Boaz, Vayom Elah, Ugedu Gadli, you know, I appreciate you and I admire you. Kol Asher Asidat Chamotech, Achim Otesheikh, I heard your husband died, and you were very nice to your mother-in-law, this is my first cousin. Not only that, but Azri, Avich, Vimech, Yashmanatech, you left your father's house, your mother's house, the palace, and Yashmanatech, you come to your birthplace, Atachir Amoshel Asintom Shishom, you go to a nation, and you don't speak the language, you don't know who they are, and you left everybody. So after this kind of eulogy, maybe you want to give me a sandwich? Instead, he gives her a bracha, you know. God should give you, you know, God should pay you. Yishalem Hashem po'olech, you know, shame on you. Yishalem Hashem po'olech, God should pay you. Utimas kurtech shlema me'im Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Hashem will pay you. He will pay you in full. Can you pay me half? Hashem ba'at lachsot tahat knafav. No, Baruch Hashem, Hashem has wings. That's the first time I heard Hashem has wings. Since when Hashem has wings? I know an angel has wings. I know a bird has wings. And then now it says, you came to dwell under the wings of God. God has wings. But Omer... But Omer, in Sahim Benicha, Doniki Nihamtani, see you comforted me. And see, you spoke so nicely to me. I think America go to jail for this, no? She said he spoke nicely to her, more than nicely, because he didn't scream at her to get out of the field. And the thing again, she forgot her. The only boss was at Nada having lunchtime. Lunchtime, the only boss said, I'll him shalom. He said, come, my cousin, come. Achat mit alechem, please. Mit amin alechem. You want to eat some bread? Fine. But I'll pick up the chomis, dip it in the vinegar. Dip it in the vinegar. But then she mitzah bekotrin, it's botlak kalib at achavit, it's babat otah. She says, she sits over there. And he gave her he takes over a piece of grain and then and he roasts it. He gave it to her, very nice. So lunch is over. So he goes over to keep collecting. So Boaz says this, the people, the worker says, let her keep, you know, if she wants to pick up, don't embarrass her. Don't scream at her. Let her do what she wants. Very generous. See, I'm sure I'm in a team. Also, you know, just make, you know, you have to pretend that you lost something. You know, throw, you know, behind, you know. Like you have a mishulach, he's walking next to you, you drop a nickel next to you. You know, let him bend down and get the nickel. לותי גרו באדום סקינתם, מתלקד בשדה עד הערב, עד הערב, ותחבוד את השם לגדל כיפה סורים, ברוך השם שימד אין, דינו, ברוך השם שימדו בסופלך. ותיסה ותבוא, העיר בדרך, עמותת השם לקטע, שישם בעת, נאמרתם לו, נאמר מסיס, אוח, ברוך השם, עצו את אלת אשר הותיר מסווה, שיגבל some kind of roasted grain, ותאמר לך, עמותה, איפה לקראת היום, שאמרנו לו, where were you? ואנה עתיד, אם הכי ברור, ברוך השם, it's very surprisingly successful job, because usually the ladies weren't able to collect so much. אם הכי ברור, you know, this guy that let you be in the field, and probably the owner let you collect over there, God bless him. אתה יודע, חמותה את השאלה אותה עם ראש, אתה יודע, listen, I was there, and I had the guy, you know, by collecting, אתה משאיר, אני שהייתי, you know, בועז, אה, since the guy's name is בועז, נתון לנו כאן הצעה, ברוך הוא השם, של God bless him. עכשיו זה חזות החיים את המתים, ברוך השם, God bless him. You know? Baruch Hashem, he didn't leave me alone, God didn't leave me alone. We have what to eat tonight, we're going to have pita, dry pita. Baruch Hashem. I told him, Karov Yanaish Migualenu, he says, this man is our relative. Can you imagine, first cousin, number two on Forbes magazine is my cousin. So what is he supposed to say? He says, that's this where you went? To my cousin? I told him, Abiyah Gabki Amali, he spoke to me. I told him to stay with his people, Ashid Makim and Gumer Gazirim, I told him to stop with him, good. He said, now tell the Gumer Hatarachem, best way, continue going over there, it's a new job. A new beggar, lady beggar, the Gemara says that the worst thing to be is a lady beggar. He says, Baruch Hashem, you go there, and you keep collecting, you have what to eat. So why don't you call your cousin? He says, Boaz, excuse me, I'm your cousin. I'm barefoot. Can you send us something to eat? But this girl, the convert, has to go daily to your field now to collect some wheat, take it home, we grind it, and we make a pizza. What's wrong with you? She blesses him. Not only that, but he's back when I wrote Boaz with a kid, I wrote it clear to him, it says now that 3 months, that lady goes daily, on Shabbat, to the healed, collect, get home. He sees her every day. Hello, how are you? I admire you. You're the best. Goodbye. Nothing. So this Rabotai comes to Vida Melech. This is a tragedy. He's going to end up marrying this girl. I don't know why she wants to marry him. I would never marry him. I know why he wants to marry her. Because the Gemara says, and she was 40, and he was either 80 or 400. Because those days, they lived 400 years. David's father, Ishai, lived 400 years. David's grandfather, Obed, lived 400 years. This Mr. Boaz was 400. In time of Gemara also, you had Chachamim lived 400 years. Afrida, other Chachamim. So I know why he wants to marry her. I mean, the 400 to get to 40, I mean, the zero means nothing. So, Baruch Hashem, he marry her. She wants to marry her. I mean, he's the most stingy person. I mean, the best title is the criminal. A criminal. So chapter 3 with your permission. If you thought this is ironic, you see chapter 3. So after 3 months as she goes over there and she collects, and Amik kept her after 3 months, he said, B.T., I think I'm looking for Shidduk for you. Okay. He wants to become Shatchanit. Okay, fine. He wants to become Shatchanit, so Shatchanit, what you do is there's a kosher site on the internet today. You can find your mate, find your dog, whatever it is. So that's called Shatchan. What Shatchan does? I mean, he tries to match you something, you know, something that, you know, that's available, presentable, and then something that makes sense. I says, who is this guy? ואתה לא בועז מודעתנו אשר ראית את נערותה וניהו זורר את גאון הסוהרים הלילה. This is my cousin, this is what's called the ראשון לציון. This is the top guy. This is the chief rabbi, this is the shofet. That's where Baruch Hashem is well to do. So tonight, what he's going to do, he's going to the field, because tonight is the time they're going to collect or finalize the job with the barley, and he is going over there to stay over there the night. This rich man, he stays on the field. You believe it? The chief rabbi on the field, he has people working for him, but tonight is the time that the so-called piling up, the do, the finishing the job with the barley, so he is going to stay over the night. Well, why he has to stay over there tonight? What do you say? He's got plenty of people. He's the judge. So you have to stay, the chief rabbi has to stay over there in the field on the top of the pile. Okay? So he's going to be there. So what do you want me to do? I want you to go meet this guy, have a date with him. Have a date with him? Okay. So, Sheraton Hotel. What's the problem? They have a date. How do you have a date? You have a date, you want to have a date with the chief rabbi. So either in the office, or he takes you, you know, to a hotel, a lobby, you sit down, or to a restaurant, you sit down with him. It is V'achat v'sach v'stam tzinnotayich alayich. I tell you what you got to do. Okay? Perfect mother-in-law. First of all, you go and you have to wash yourself. Wash yourself means the next tshuva. That you should not have anything to do with Avodah Zarah, says the Gemara. Let's go V'achat. V'sach. V'sach. If you accept all the mitzvot, says the Gemara, v'stam tzinnotayich alayich, you should put Shabbat dress on you. Shabbat dress on you. By the way, you know, I'm not the rabbi over here. Rabbi Goldman is the rabbi. I only say, you know, what do you call it? Pasha Shavua or this. But I, over here, on this pasuk, you should know, when the Gemara said, the Tommy tells her to go put a Shabbat dress on her. Chachamim said that you have to have special clothing for Shabbat. Designated for Shabbat. You should never ever wear you regular clothing on Shabbat, never. Shoes, suit, everything, even a hat, you have to definitely for Shabbat. You cannot wear it to any event. Not bar mitzvah, not weddings, nothing. It should be in the closet just for Shabbat. That's what she tells her. That's the pasuk, the midrash says, that's what it means, and that's what the halacha Shulchan Aruch Chachamim say, that you have to designate a special thing just for Shabbat. Don't use it for you, and can use it for you. You can have a very nice suit that you take, you go to event, but you cannot wear to any event or to any other thing that you want Shabbat suit. This is just pure for Shabbat. It's a very nice, huh? Shoes too, I said shoes. You should not wear it on Yom Tov either. No. On Yom Tov you should have, according to Shulchan Aruch, even a better suit. Shabbat needs to have Shabbat clothing. Yom Tov, you may have better ones even. But never during the week. Doesn't matter what there is in Shabbat clothing. Never. Never. How do you know it? From this person. She'd have her to put Shabbat. Ah, here it is. Contradiction. You just gave me a lecture. It was not Shabbat, she's going on a date. She's going on a date, she tells her to wear Shabbat clothing. Not Shabbat clothing. But she, listen, you don't have to dress her, she knows how to dress. I don't know how she has a dress on the Shabbat. Shoes that didn't have. But now, she has a dress on Shabbat. She dress on Shabbat. She said she tells her to go to a date with a Shabbat dress. That's against the law. That's against halacha. You're not allowed to go on a date with Shabbat clothing. Shabbat clothing should be only for Shabbat, not on dates, not on weddings, not bar mitzvah, not piyun haben, not Memorial Day weekend. You're not allowed to have it. Only Shabbat. Here the girl is going on a date. You're going on a date, she instructs her. Put Shabbat clothing, listen, you don't have to tell me, you know. I was also a girl, and I know I'm going on a date. What do you think I'm going to wear? My jeans? Of course I'm going to wear nice things. No, I want you to wear Shabbat. Shabbat is not allowed to. Shabbat is the last thing I should wear on a date. Yeah, I think I go on a date, you know, she goes to a restaurant, to a hotel. No. This is what you got to do. The Gemara said also, she told her, you know, to put makeup and jewels on her. This man is going to have supper over there, dinner on the tile. But when you watch him from far, when you see that he finished his supper, his dinner, you see, he goes and says, "My friend, go to lie down." You see that he goes to lie down. You see that the chief rabbi, and the richest person in Israel now, the judge, is going to sleep on the pile. He couldn't bring himself a little chair, an armchair, a bed, or something. I don't know what is he doing over there. But let's assume he wants to be there. I don't know. He's going to lie on the pile. So what do you have to do? You should go lie down next to him. You should go lie down with him. Shabbat rest. For this I need Shabbat rest. For this I need my jeans. If you want to lie on a pile, I don't wear my best suit and go lie. You got it already?
No.
So the Gemara says what it means, he said Shema Israel and he learned Torah. He says, you go lie down next to him, he will tell you. What do you mean he will tell you? It's embarrassing, it's the biggest embarrassing. It's a shame on David Amelech's grandparents. Shame on this. You go on a date, he tells you, you know, the first day, you said the lady, you go lie down next to that man around the field. What is this? Don't worry. If this really did happen, as the Megillah says, the last thing, if I would be going to be, the last thing I would have brought it over here. ותאמר אליה כל אשר תאמרי אלי את ההסדר, אתם יכולים לעשות מה שאתה אמרת. היא לא עשתה בדיוק, היא לא שמה את המקאפ לפני, כי אנשים יראו אותה. הגמרא אומרת שהיא אמרה, אני אשים את המקאפ ואת הג'וז עלי, ואני אלך לשם לשם, והיא אמרה, מי יודע מי האישה? זה מה שאנחנו קוראים באמריקה ה-white trash. אני לא יכול לעשות את זה. אז הגמרא אומרת שהיא לא שמה את המקאפ לפני, היא לא שמה את המקאפ לפני, היא שמה את המקאפ ואת הג'וז לפני, היא שמה את זה כאן כשהיא הגיעה. When she was in the field, it was dark. Then she put the makeup right away with the mirror, and she put the jewels with the Shabbat dress on. She's going to lie down on the pile. Yochal boaz reish, so itav ludo beivol b'shabbat alma, v'vavdes gamalzav d'shkav. She lies next to him. Like b'chatzelah at midnight, b'chiradish b'lafed, he gets up and he says he's so scared to death. When Yisha shochevet magor that's a lady, v'yom amirat, he thinks it's not a lady. He thinks it's a doorman. He says, who lies down next to the chief rabbi on this? Who lies down next to the chief rabbi on the pile? So he says, who are you? Are you a wind? Are you a doorman? Who are you? A shed? He says, ותאמר לפי רות אמתך, the Gemara says, the kippah to her hair. Because she did not believe that this is a human being. Because the Gemara says, a doorman really doesn't have a hair. So when she said, I'm a person, he didn't believe. But he was so scared. I mean, the chief rabbi, you know, the judge, the richest person lies over there by himself, and all of a sudden somebody lies next to him. He said, must be a doorman. Must be a doorman. She said, no, I'm a human being. She said, I don't believe it. Sigmar said he had to touch her hair because doormen don't have hair. And then he was sure that that's a person. And then he continued the conversation. Otherwise he wouldn't continue the conversation. ותאמר אנכי רות אמתך ופרסת כנפיך על אמתך שגואל אתה. You know, I like to marry you. I like to marry him. That's the last person you want to marry. This person didn't give you a penny. For the last 3 months he sees you walking in the field begging and collecting with. The man is 400 years old. You are the daughter of the king. And you're the most beautiful girl in that generation, the Gemara says. So why you want to marry him? The last thing. Even if you want to marry him, as your mother-in-law said, but you don't tell him. You don't tell him that I want to marry you. Don't tell him. Because listen, you know, I want to ask you something, you know. Maybe, you know, you want to go on a date or something. But you don't go lie down next to a person and say, I want to marry you. What's the matter with you? Again, wings. He should put his wings. He has no wings. I never saw a person with wings. So she said, I want you, of course, maybe it's just a word, maybe just words, you know, but here. She said, I want you to put my wings on your slate, because you're a redeemer, it means you're a family member of my mother-in-law, you're cousin of my mother-in-law, and therefore I want you to marry me. Shame on her that she wants to marry him. Anyway, he's going to tell him, yes, Berek Mezvon, be your permission, I just want to jump to chapter 4. Because Boaz told her, I'm going to marry you, but he's another person on the list. Maybe he should marry you first, because he has some kind of, he's, you know, in front of me, because he is a closer relative, maybe. So I'm going to ask him, if he wants to marry you, fine, if not, I'm going to marry you in the morning. Okay, fine. בועז עלה עכשיו, יש איזה chapter 4, sentence 1, וזה פרמי שבועז עלה עכשיו, יש שם מן הגול עובר של דבר בועז. He said, that person that Boaz spoke about, it's a relative, it says, he passed by, but Boaz was a judge, it was an important person, he told him, he said, hey, mister, can you sit down here? I have something, a business deal to do with you. ככה עשרה אנשים, בועז took 10 people, מזקני ויום השבוע פה, he took 10 people, and then he tells him so-called a story. What's the story? אמר לגואל חלקת השדה אשר לכיני למלך מכרה נעמי עכשיו במשדה מואב. Here we go. Now she's in the real estate. You believe it? But when they come to Albert, they'll take משולחים, you know? The lady owns real estate and she sold the field. She is barefoot. Where's the money?
Olmert?
No, Olmert, Vitansky, what's his name? Vitansky. Where's the money? That's in America, where's the beef? You know, somebody, a true story, somebody came, Satmar Rebbe in Petersburg, was a very, very holy man. Maybe he used to come to him for blessings. The true story is, a guy came over to him one night, he said he needs from him a blessing and a big advice. He says, what's your problem? He said, you won't believe, I have a tremendous problem. He says, when I get to the office in the morning, everybody line of Mishulachim. They stand next to my office behind the door, knocking on the door, they want the tzedakah. So it's my office, okay, so they come and I give them, then I come home, I get home, before I'm able even to start supper, already the knocking on the door. What can I do about it? Satmar Rebbe said, I have very good advice for you. Just pray to God that you should not be behind the door. Don't believe it. This guy doesn't give a penny to her, doesn't give a penny. Now we find some same situation with this lady, Nomi. I mean, she played poverty, she has no food, a daughter goes daily to the field to collect. On the other hand now, Boaz comes with a story. He goes because the man, he says, listen, I want to do business with you. He says, what business? He says, I'm going to tell you this, my uncle, it's your brother, he lost all the fortune, he was in Moab, but he has still real estate in Israel, and now his wife came back from Moab, and she came back to Moab, she sold the real estate. And now what I think is that because you are the brother, I give you the offer first, if you want to go to the buyer, and that's the halacha, that you're allowed to redeem any property that was sold, I gave you the first option. If you want, you're more than welcome, go to the buyer, give him money, and you get the field. Because Nomi, I don't know where she used the money, but you know, she sold it. So I give you the first offer, so the guy said, sure, real estate, who doesn't want real estate? Especially if the market is down, after the famine, I'll buy it. You buy it, so Boaz said, you know what? If you buy it, if you're going to redeem it from the buyer, also, the same token, the same time, you got to marry this girl. I said, who is this girl? This girl, you know, this is Elimelech's ex-daughter, no? She came from Moab. And the guy said, no, it's all confusion. Moab, you're not to marry her. I'm not doing the business. I said, if you don't want to marry her, you cannot buy the field. You know, what has to do with each other? You want me to take the field? You tell me that I'm first online to take over this piece of property because I'm a closer relative. Fine. So Boaz, he says, I'm the judge. I'm telling you, this piece of land goes together with this lady. What is that student? Forget about it. You want it? The guy said, I backed up from the deal. Boaz said, you heard? So listen, you heard? He doesn't want the field. I get the field and I get the lady. Mazal tov. We go right now to the rabbi. Chupak Yerushin, Mazal tov. From this comes David HaMelech, it's the biggest embarrassment, I think, for us to say that this is the grandparents. He says like this. He says that the way we have the Siddur put together by a Sheikh Nesta Gdola, Mordechai and Esther, there are four sections in Tfilat Shacharit. Section number one is Tomatovu, to Baruch Shama. This section is called Olam Asiyah, the world of doing. From Baruch Shama to Yishtabach, it's called Olam Yetzira, the world of making. From Yishtabach to Shmoneh Esreh, it's called the world of creation, Olam Briya. And in Shmoneh Esreh, it's called Atzilut, it means this is where all the requests are going to be looked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it means that when you come to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are some kind of steps You can't just come to Beit HaKnesset and say, Hashem, listen, I need this, I need this, and this. No. You have to climb. It's called climbing walls, climbing ulamot. This is first. You must say. And he says, never ever skip. Never. You came to Beit HaKnesset late, doesn't matter. Don't skip one word. Don't skip a letter. Because all the words and the letters were measured by a checklist on ground when they put this all together. And this is for your benefit to get what you wish. So again, you're gonna do Shmona Esrei, you're gonna pray Shmona Esrei to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're gonna ask him HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Panasah, Refuah, whatever you want, all your requests. But prior to the request, you have so-called to go through tunnels. And the tunnels that you go is in order. And it's not, you come to Beit HaKnesset, okay, we start today, I'm late, it's not from Baruch Shema. They're already up to Baruch Hu, I jumped to Baruch Hu. Ali said, never jump. Never miss a letter. Because then, your tefillah will have a hard time to reach destination. So before Shmona Esrei, the paragraph before Shmona Esrei, remember after Baruch Hu, the talk that we say, we talk about angels over there. Talk about angels. It says, Kulam Ovim, Kulam Ruim, Kulam Giburim, like El Baruch Nimot Itenu. Let's talk about angels. Because the angels dwell in that part in Shamayim that's called the world of creation. So here we are, so-called, we are down here, but our thoughts and our goal is so-called we climb. And that's what we say. After Baruch Hu, that's what we say. We talk about angels, about the Kadosh Baruch Hu creating Yotzeroh, Borechoshech. Says, what is this? What's behind it? It's behind it that you are so-called now in connection with that world. It's called the world of creation. That world of creation is a tremendous power because all the angels are there. And so-called angels are the ones that transfer your request to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you daven, it says it goes by angels. Ali has a book, and it says you have to come a note, if so-called you have to ask permission, that angel. That says, finally, there's an angel that transfers your tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at it and said, okay, I'll do what he wants. But it doesn't go, if Yitzhak doesn't go straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it goes again via tunnels, and arrives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by an angel. It says the angel, he dwells in the spot, it's called Olam Avriya, it's called the world of creation. It's called Bereshit Bara Elokim Et HaShamayim Et HaAretz. It says the Torah starts in the beginning of maybe this. Another explanation of the word Bereshit Bara Elokim Et HaShamayim, the word Bara means creation. This, Dari says that the person really has to elevate himself the way he should, especially in the morning, and he gets to that level that's called creation, and from that level he may jump, and he goes to his request to Shmona Esrei, and over there he asks for HaKadosh Baruch Hu all his requests. At that point, that he is there, is a special name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that runs, if we may say, this department. The name that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this department is called Kel Shakai. Aleph, Lamed, and then Shin, Dalet, and Yud. It says those two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that recognize, those are the ones so-called that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this department. This is the key to that department is that those two names. So it means like this. In the world of creation, that's the world of the angels, it's called Olam Avriya, it says there is a key word that you know it how to get into that world. It says in mind, what you have to have in mind is to have those two names, Aleph and Lamed, Kel, and then Shin, Dalet, and Yud, Shakai. It says that's a key to open so-called the door to get into that in order for you to jump to ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu your request. That's just an introduction, what's going on in your mind. Of course, we all do know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, when he created mankind, Adam HaRishon and his wife, so he was the sole owner of the universe, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made everything. Besides, he didn't make them a house.
It's amazing. At least, you know, if Hashem made the whole world with everything, all the trees and everything, and he comes up and says, get up, he gets up, and he says, hello, he says, yeah, where's my car? Where's Macy's? There's nothing, 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 it's beautiful grass, where's my lawnmower? Nothing. Empty, there's no tent, there's no hut, there's no house, nothing, zero. He's on the field, he's standing on the field, standing on the field. Standing on the field with his wife. He says, what are you going to do? We're under the tree. It sounds like Africa. I says, why can't I put myself in my house? So he says like this. The Torah tells us in Yaakov get to Yitzchak, to get the blessing from Yitzchak, Yitzchak smells Gan Eden. And Yitzchak tells Yaakov, you know, I think that I smelled something very special. But when Yitzchak talks to him, it tells him the following. I smell a smell of a field. Says the Gemara, what smell of a field? It says, smell of Gan Eden. So what kind of a smell? It's a smell so-called apples, but it's not apples, it means that again, but this is apples. Comes down here, says, I want to explain to you something. The Gemara says, Rabotai Halacha, says the Rambam, says the Gemara, that Chachamim, before they accept Shabbat, used to go on the field. Ari says, if you want to check up yourself, like if you would be like a barometer, check yourself up, can you really, when you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are you in this level? It's called world of creation. It means when you have a request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not a mailbox. It's not a PO box that you send. It says you have to go through. Since you have to go through, you have to go through something. I said, where is that something? It says that something is called world of creation. I said, world of creation, I'll tell you what it means, world of creation. World of creation means like this. This is the world of angels. I says, what is really over there? I said, I tell you, over there you have the smell of Gan Eden. I says, before Shabbat, says, Dari, you know what? You can check up yourself. Where are you up to? I says, what do you do? He says, you go put the clothing of Shabbat, you go to Mikveh, says, Dari, you put the clothing of Shabbat, you go outside. Says the Gemara, you go to the field to say the Hadudi. Don't say it in the house. Don't say it in the Knesset, outside. He says, then what? Then you smell Gan Eden. Smell Gan Eden. It says, when Yaakov went into Yitzchak's tent, Yitzchak said, I smell Gan Eden. He said, what do you mean you smell Gan Eden? So big deal, smell Gan Eden. He said, no, you don't understand. He says, I smell a field. I smell a field. He says, that field is the recognition that you're up to a certain level. It's called world of creation. I says, now you deserve the blessing, I'll give you the blessing. So then he says, a Friday night, it's called the meal of the field of so-called holy apple that means Gan Eden. He says, actually, you can smell it. Actually, on Friday afternoon, that's what the Gemara and the Rambam says, you don't come to Beit HaKnesset, you come to Beit HaKnesset, yeah. But Lecha Dodi, you should say it in your backyard. And then you open up your nose, let's see if you smell. If you smell the gefilte fish, means nothing. You got to smell Gan Eden, especially. Says, that Yitzchak smells. But Yitzchak was on that level, as well as Yaakov. So Ari says, every time you see in the Torah the word Sadeh field, so what you have to know is like this. Adam Rishon was put in the field. Yitzchak Avinu smelled the field. He says, this is a level of a person. It's a level. He says, I don't need nothing. He says, I have real estate. Yes, I have real estate. He says, what else do you need? I don't need nothing. He says, Adam Rishon was created barefoot, had no shoes. I said, well, Friday afternoon, it's time to put the clothing on, Shabbat clothing on you. And it says, Naomi comes back, this is the convert, the holiest of the holiest. He comes back and says, let me go. The root was the smartest, the holiest, as well as Boaz and Naomi. I said, she comes to the field and says, let me tell you something. I understand, creation of Adam HaRishon went so-called to a bankruptcy. After he did what he did on the field, something wrong, he didn't miss it. He said, let me tell you, when I come back here, a convert is like a start-up point. He said, the convert always considers that he starts his life.
They says, Naomi comes. He says, listen, I'm empty-handed. I lost everything. He says, what do you want to do? I says, nothing. I stay home. I says, what are you going to do? I says, I do what Chava and Adam Rishon did. Then I'm going to go to the field. He says, what's the field? He says, it's not the field. For example, Aril says, the Torah says that Yosef was lost on the field and he met an angel on the field. This is why the Torah writes it. Just to tell you again, field, when you read the Tanakh, every time you see the word field, doesn't have to be the field. When the Torah writes field, it means a level of a person. If you are in that level, the next level is very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Something like Adam HaRishon, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind. Creation can be used in a lot of words, but the word bara, creation, the Torah means that you are on this level. And I created you in this level, it's a very high level, in Gan Eden. It says, Yitzchak's not Gan Eden. It says, this is what you should do. It says, Naomi, the Megillah says this, and that's what Naomi and Ruth, they understand very well. They understand very well. So this is the generation of Mashiach. David Amen is going to come from there. I said, what do you got to do? I says, I'm barefoot, I don't need shoes, and I'm also not no shoes. By the way, I want to tell you something. Naomi tells her for the date she should go on the field. Like Adam HaRishon met his mate, so-called Chava, on the field. By the way, I want you to wear Shabbat clothing, not for the date. Because Shabbat clothing, it means you have to know that the life is like Shabbat. When Mashiach will come, the whole life will be like Shabbat. It says, you put your Shabbat dress on you, it's not because they're going on a date. It says, because they're going to achieve something. It says, that achievement is so-called world of creation. This is Olam Avriah. It says, this is Gan Eden. It says, you go lie down over there. Boss will not do anything bad to you. He tell you what he wants. He says, I tell you. You want to marry me? It says, wings. Angels have wings. It says, you are on the world of the wings. The world of the wings is the world of creation. It says, this is what the Megillah tells you. That this boss is very smart. He sees her and says, you want to come here? He says, I know this girl. My mother knows real estate. Well, the whole thing is a joke. You don't understand. You can own a lot of real estate, but the question is what you have in mind. If you have in mind so-called Mashiach, you have in mind so-called fixing creation, it's a lateral thing, I don't need nothing. I left my father's house, I left the palace, I'm here with my mother-in-law, she's barefoot, I'm going to the field. He says, he's going to sleep on the field. He says, the chief rabbi sleeps on the field. He says, he has a lot of workers, he don't understand. That's what the whole thing is all about. It says the field represents, the field hints, the level of a person. It says, I don't need my yacht, I don't need my palace, I don't need my house, I sleep on the field. It says, Adam HaRishon, I can do what created him without a house. He had no boat, he had no house, he just stayed under the tree in Gan Eden. He left Gan Eden, he was again on. It says, but when he fell down, then he started to build. Time was the first one started to build houses over there, cities over there. But the idea is, when Hashem created us, says Ari, he created us like mankind. Hashem could have made houses, you don't understand. Hashem doesn't have a house either, upstairs. You should not have a house down here either. So that's a level of a person, that you should be in that level of Adam HaRishon before so-called he sinned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the field. That says Ruth and Boaz are coming to correct it. And from these times, the Megillah says David HaMelech that he is the Gilgul of Adam HaRishon, is the same soul of Adam HaRishon, to correct so-called what Adam HaRishon did. He says, this is the idea of the Megillah, to teach you, to let you know how is going to come Mashiach. From these kind of grandparents, they had nothing else in life, just field. To be in the field again, it's not the field, it's the world of creation. It's not the world of creation, it's accepting so-called the days of Mashiach is called Olam Haba. I said, that's what the instruction that Ruth gives her, and that she loves it. She says, yeah, the man is very kind to me. This is the real kindness that the man says, you can come over here. I understand why you come here. Even though I know your mother-in-law has a lot of money. He says, no, she's not using it. She wants to live in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show us what Mashiach is. That's what he says. The same thing happened to Am Yisrael when they came out of Egypt. They left all the real estate in Egypt. They left all the fortune, so-called the ones that they can use. On the way they left in Egypt, they left. This is in the desert. Desert is like a field, nothing. The Chachamim say before Mashiach will come, be the same situation. You're going to have to end up to leave all the fortune behind you, go to Eretz Yisrael. He says, this is so-called to come back
to the original status of Adam HaRishon. Again, it's not empty-handed. This is like an angel. An angel does not have a house. An angel doesn't need a house. Hashem does not have a house. Hashem does not need a house. He says, we don't need a house. He says, look. He says, Boaz, the chief rabbi, he doesn't need a house. He sleeps over there on the pile. It is on the pile. Just a hint, says Ari, what we should prepare ourselves, says Ari, for Chag HaShavuot. The literal reason for Chag HaShavuot is called Matan Torah. I'm inside in the desert. There's no place. Walking in the desert. Walking in the desert. Just to correct the sin of the Moshe. Thank you.